Thank you for listening to this week's sermon podcast by Dr. John Hanna. It is our hope and prayer that you will be encouraged in your faith and in your walk with Jesus. For more information, please go to springfieldchurch.org. Here now is the most recent message.
Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your many blessings, your incredible demonstration of love and faithfulness and mercy and generosity. Then the list goes on and on and on. You are an amazing God in whom we put our faith and our hope and our trust in. We do pray for those who are struggling in these record-breaking heat temperatures. We just pray for safety for all in the Pacific Northwest and ask for relief from the heat and for rain. Lord, our heart breaks for this terrible disaster in Miami Beach this last week, watching that condominium fall as people slept during the night. It is absolutely heartbreaking, incredibly heartbreaking. We pray for the first responders and the search and rescue teams there that are combing through the debris. There is great grief happening there in that part of the world, and our hearts and condolences go out to the loved ones who are grieving. For those in our church family who are struggling or in need of a physical touch or a miracle, Lord, we lift up our faith family to you and ask, Lord, for your divine intervention upon every need, every family, every life, every home. Lord, as we look to your word now, give us direction and insight as your word so faithfully does. And may our light shine bright for Jesus in a dark world. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Well, the good news about this record-breaking heat is that we'll probably lose about 5 pounds, right? But we're trying to do our best to keep you cool. If you did not get a water bottle and would like a water bottle, we've got chilled water bottles. Joanne's got some coming towards you there. And good. We have another couple cases more in the fridge. And so please, if you need a water bottle, just raise your hand and someone will get you one. But please stay hydrated. This is the first time ever since I've been preaching, ever, that I've preached on a Sunday morning in shorts. And trust me, it's not because I'm trying to be cool. I'm way beyond that. It's because I'm trying to stay cool. You know, I've preached at youth camps and children's functions in shorts before, but never on a Sunday morning. But when the weather people tell you that today is not only going to be the hottest day of the year, but the hottest day on record in this area, we're going to do everything we can to stay cool. So please do your best to stay hydrated and to stay cool. So today I'm going to wrap up this series that I've called Light It Up. And it comes from Matthew chapter 5, the words of Jesus. But before we get to that passage, turn to Psalm 139. Psalm 139. A verse you know very well in verse 14, Psalm 139, verse 14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God made you unique. He made you your own person. And so we each have our unique personalities that we offer the church, we offer our loved ones, and we offer the world. Now, turn to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, words of Jesus that I've been reading to you during this series that has been penetrating to my heart, and one that I want you to take to your heart as well. Matthew chapter 5. Beginning at verse 14, the words of Jesus couched in the Sermon on the Mount, the greatest sermon ever preached. Jesus says, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, because you are fearfully and wonderfully made, in the same way, let your unique light shine. Let your personality shine. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Let your light shine the way God has created you, fearfully and wonderfully made. Let your light shine. Don't be ashamed of how God has created you uniquely and meticulously and with a purpose. And so we've been looking at the different personality types. There are basically four different personality types that psychologists tell us that each of us tend to demonstrate more attributes of one of these traits than others. Now, we all have elements of these four personality traits, but there's a dominant trait that we seem to radiate more than others. And so I'm just going to give a brief overview of the first three personality traits as God has fearfully and wonderfully created you and made you. And so the first personality trait is the director. The strengths of the director, these are the type A personalities, these are the go-getters, these are the people who embrace change, they take charge, they're fast-paced, they're entrepreneurial, they're very direct, sometimes they're in your face, they are ambitious, they work well independently, they're passionate, they're dominant, they are highly competitive, they're multitaskers. That's the director. They will direct and take charge, and that's who they are. But they also have some weaknesses. They can be stubborn. They can be workaholics. They can be impatient. They can be abrupt. They can be tough, easily angered. They can be insensitive, ill-tempered, short-fused, intolerant, and they can be domineering. If that's you, if that's your personality type, give that over to the Lord and allow the Holy Spirit to shine through you. And God can do great things through you. The next personality type that we look at is the dancer. These are the people who are quite likable. They are very enthusiastic. They're carefree. They're fun-loving. They're easily liked by most people. They're persuasive. They're friendly. They're charismatic. They're motivators. They're dreamers. They're lighthearted. They're people-oriented. They're spontaneous, they're faster paced, they're self-confident. But these people do have weaknesses. They can be too self-involved in themselves. They may try to take on too much at one time. They can be impatient. They can be unrealistic. They do have trouble being alone. They often don't finish what they start. They have short attention spans. They can be arrogant or cocky. They can be easily bored, self-indulgent, prone to sweeping generalizations. They can be impulsive. They can be whimsical, and they can be procrastinators. If you're a dancer, give your personality over to God and allow the Holy Spirit's glow to shine through you, through your personality, that people may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Last week we talked about the detailer personality trait. These people thrive on accuracy. They're creative, they're dependable. These are your logical scientists. They are imaginative, they're independent, they're detailed. They are follow-through kinds of people. They play by the rules. They are organized, they are intelligent, they are analytical, they are critical thinkers. They thrive on quality control, and they are very, very thoughtful. But this type of personality does have weaknesses. They worry about progress. They can appear to be unsocial. They are critical of other people's behaviors. They like to do things their own way. They can be detached from their behavior. They see the glass as half empty. They can be skeptical and disbelieving. They may never have personal expectations met, and they do tend to disengage. Now, after last week's message, which I think that's my dominant personality trait, I think I'm the detailer, although I do have elements of the other ones. A couple of guys came up to me afterwards and said, yeah, that's me. I can resonate with that. And so In our congregation, we have all different kinds of personalities, and I'm glad you're beginning to see which traits reflect you. But if there was ever any doubt, in my mind anyway, if I was a detail kind of person, I got to share the story with you that happened a week ago that really confirmed and reaffirmed to me that, that's my dominant personality trait. So last Sunday evening, our family made a trip to Walmart just down the street because our son doesn't ever seem to stop growing and needs new clothes. And so we went to Walmart, get him new clothing, and we did some other shopping as well. And we get to the checkout stand, and we're standing there in line. This is a true story. This was last Sunday night, probably about 8:30 in the evening. And we're in one of those lines that say 20 items or less. You know what I'm talking about, right? The express lane, or the speedy checkout is what they call it. Well, guess what? The guy in front of me, I'm not making this up, had easily 150 items in his cart. I mean, it was overflowing. I even took a picture to show. Do we have that picture, Sammy? This is the picture. Okay. This is this guy's cart. Clearly, you can see what the sign says. Speedy checkout, 20 items or less, right? You can see it. It's clear as day. Look at this shopping cart. That's not 20 items or less. So being the detailer I am, oh man, my blood pressure started, my heart started racing. I'm thinking, come on, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. Well, fortunately for me, this checkout opened up, and so the gal said, hey, come over here and I'll take you. And so I knew in that moment I needed to let my light shine, because clearly someone was not following the rules. And so our checkout gal, her name was Ashley, she was a sweet gal. I said, Ashley, I was in line and clearly the sign says 20 items or less. Look at this guy's cart. There's easily five times more than 20. And she's, you know, laughed, and they said, well, you know, there's nothing really we can do. I said, come on, there's got to be something you can do. So being the critical thinker that I am, trying to think of solutions, I said, well, we have one of two options here. We can do a trap door where if somebody exceeds the limit, it just opens up and everything is... Or, I said, Ashley, how about this idea? And it just came to me as I was talking to her. I said, how about you give like a 50% discount for people who actually follow the rules, all right? And start with me tonight, okay? She laughed and laughed and thought that was funny. This is just an example of trying to make sense of our crazy world with our unique personality. I had a great time with Ashley, and I didn't get mad at her or yell or anything, but I am a detailer. Many of you are as well, and we want things to be done as said. Today we're going to talk about the final personality trait that some of you are, and this is the driver. So we have the director, we have the dancer, the detailer, and now we're going to talk about the driver. Now the driver is that dependable person that you need in your life that will get you from point A to point B safely, and we all need a driver in our life. This is that steadfast person, that slow, steady, cautious, stabilizing factor in your life or in your workplace or in your home that keeps things rolling smoothly. And we all need a driver in our life. The three S's that I think of when I think of the driver are slow, steady, and steadfast. They are dependable. They are the support. They're the foundation. They're the peacemakers. And if you have a driver in your life, if you're married to a driver, if you've got drivers as friends, you are a blessed, blessed person. Let's get into some of the characteristics of this type of personality. This type of personality takes a slower, easier pace toward work and life in general. They seek security and longevity on the job and are very happy doing repetitive tasks day in and day out. The repetition allows them to become very skilled in what they do. Likewise, they won't like it if the rules change a lot, as that's contrary to their desire to minimize change and stick with what they know works. For this type personality, even though the current situation they are in may be unpleasant, they worry that the unknown may be even worse. What are the strengths of the driver? They're low-key. They're very caring, intuitive, sincere, compassionate, stable, fair and equitable, calm, unimposing. They're very approachable. They're dependable. They portray strength. They're trusting. They have minimal mood swings. They're self-confident. They're reliable. They're consistent. They are observant. And they are good at routines and repetitive tasks. But this personality trait, just like all the other ones, do have weaknesses. They tend not to speak up. They can be easily used by others. They often go along even though they may not agree. They are uncomfortable with constant change. They tend to go along with whatever is decided, even though they may not agree, to avoid confrontation. They are less assertive. They do get their feelings hurt easily. They're shy, and they are resistant to change. What motivates this type of personality? Stability, benefits, security, low risk, routine, working in teams and in groups, and a calm work atmosphere. What are some of the common phrases or words that this type of personality gravitate to? They help others in their time of need. They thrive in a relaxed atmosphere. They're logical and they are rational. What are the turnoffs for the drivers? Well, they don't take risks. They are turned off by pushy people. They're turned off by change, especially frequent change, instability, disorganization, aggressive behavior, disruption in routine, surprises, the unknown, and conflict. What type of jobs attract the driver personality? Administrators, financial services, HR managers, social workers, bureaucrat, doctors, nurses, assembly line workers, community service, mechanic, teacher, counselor, personal assistant, secretary, minister, insurance agents, supervisors, librarians, security guards, and customer service reps. What does this type personality look like at work? They are very task-oriented, they're very stabilizing, and they're very cautious. They seek respect, sincere admiration, and acceptance of others. This personality will gladly work hard to please the people they work for as long as they are being appreciated and receive plenty of reassurance that they are needed. They need that sense of security. This type of personality is usually very organized. They help organizations run smoothly. They're very good at playing a supportive role. They work well with others, and they're very caring. And even though they may not be as fast as others, but they're very accurate and thorough. If this personality type was a cartoon character, this would be Charlie Brown or Winnie the Pooh. If this person was a biblical character, this person would be Abraham. Abraham, think about it. Who is the foundation for our faith? And not only our faith, but the faith of the two other largest religious groups in the world, Judaism and Islam. Abraham, he was the foundation for the three great faith traditions. And when God told him to go, he went. He was very obedient. As a matter of fact, God said, "Through you, Abraham, through you, I will bless all the nations of the world. You can read that in Genesis chapter 12. Let me give you a couple of examples of this type of personality and how they let their light shine so that others can see their good deeds and praise their Father in heaven. Opal Lee, 94 years of age. I believe she is a driver personality. When she was 12 years old in Texas, 500 white supremacists set fire to her childhood home, and she and her family were forced to flee. And over the course of her lifetime, decades, she made it her life's mission to make Juneteenth a national holiday to mark the end of slavery. Abraham Lincoln, with the Emancipation Proclamation, ended slavery, but those living in Texas did not get word of this proclamation until 2.5 years later. A week and a half ago, because of Opal Lee's persistence, her determination, her steadfastness, she actually traveled on foot from her home in Texas to Washington, D.C. Because of her determination, President Biden has signed Juneteenth into law, making it a national holiday. And some of you, your work was fortunate enough to give you that day off this year. It will go into full effect next year. Think about the persistence of this woman. I mean, her whole life was spent focused and driven on this one purpose, a very important purpose. And now we have a federal holiday which recognizes the end of slavery in this country, which I believe is long overdue. Let me give you another example. And I've kind of hesitated to use you as examples as to which personality traits you are, but because every week she kept saying, what am I? Kay is a driver personality. Everything I mentioned fits her to a T. She is observant and supportive. She's the kind of person that will hand the preacher a wet towel to wipe off the sweat off his brow on the hottest day of the year. You know, she's the kind of person when she sees me out working around the church during the day on a hot day will come give me a cup of cold water, which is what Jesus told us to do. But when you have this type of personality in your life as a friend or a spouse, you are a blessed person. And Kay is just a beautiful example of how she lets her light shine with her personality because she's not a director, and that's okay. Sometimes we think, oh, we have to fit into one of these molds. And Jesus says, let your light shine. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I created you and crafted you uniquely as who you are. So let your light shine. Let your personality shine. We have our trusty light stand here. And I've been using this every week and we've been having fun with it. And we have the four different kinds of light bulbs here. We have this little 15-watt light bulb, right? And then we have this light bulb here. And then we have this little teeny little light bulb here. And then, of course, we have the big. But here's the thing. Whatever personality you are, whichever light bulb you are, just shine for Jesus. Don't compare yourself and say, oh, I want to be the big one just because it's the big one. You realize this little light bulb here, this is the light bulb that goes in our exit signs. What would happen if we were here at night and there was a fire and these little tiny bulbs didn't work? We would be in a world of hurt. But it doesn't matter what size or shape. We each serve a different function. And they're just as important. And so if you're a little exit light bulb, or if you're just a decorative light bulb, because I don't know what this is for yet. Whatever size you are, because we all come in different shapes and sizes. Jesus says, because I have created you and made you fearfully and wonderfully made, shine for me. With your strengths, with your weaknesses, the way I've created you, with who you are, shine for me. Let your light shine so that others will see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. I look at each of you in this congregation and I see how God has created you. We're all different. We come in all different shapes and sizes. But we all have the light of Christ in us. Amen? And we all need to shine for Him. Light it up for the Lord. Amen? Let the Holy Spirit shine through you. And just be the person God created you to be. Turn to 306 in your hymnal. And we're going to recite this one last time. As this is our prayer to let the Holy Spirit of God just shine through us. Holy Spirit, light divine, shine upon this heart of mine. Chase the shades of night away, turn my darkness into day. Holy Spirit, power divine, cleanse this guilty heart of mine. Long hath sin without control held dominion o'er my soul. Holy Spirit, joy divine, cheer this saddened heart of mine. Bid my many woes depart, heal my wounded, bleeding heart. Holy Spirit, all divine, dwell within this heart of mine. Cast down every idol throne, reign supreme and reign alone. Holy Spirit, light divine, shine, shine, shine upon this heart of mine.
Hi, I'm John Hanna, pastor of All Things Good, a church that believes in the goodness of God because God is the source of all things good. We are located on the corner of 18th and E Street in Springfield, and our Sunday morning service is 11 o'clock a.m. For more information about our church, you can visit our website at springfieldchurch.org. We look forward to meeting you, and I hope you have a great day.